Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure when we have our next guest join us. Today via Zoom, Joe Tereshuk, a constable with the Lanark County OPP Detachment. Joe, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Always nice to have you along, and we're talking about something a little bit different. We're not doing really a detachment update or anything like that today. We are talking about Provincial Recruitment Day with the OPP, and I understand there's a special theme. First, let's just talk about Provincial Recruitment Day itself. What is it?
So Provincial Recruitment Day, it's an initiative that the OPP did use in the past. With the pandemic and everything that's happened the last couple of years, they haven't been able to host events like this, which are basically just mass recruiting events across the province. So this year, the decision was made that, yeah, we're gonna bring back Provincial Recruitment Day, and we're gonna do it October 1st. So that's what I'm promoting, and just making sure people are aware that Lanark County and the Ottawa area does have an event coming up this Saturday, and I'll give details about that if people want to attend. And some stuff's been out already with the media in terms of letting people know about it, but I'll be around, and I'll give more information, and we'll get people hopefully interested in a career with the OPP. And it's not just uniform policing that we're recruiting for as well.
Is it like other vocations right now? We're seeing this clear across the board. Doesn't matter if it's healthcare or working as a clerk in retail. There's a need for employees right now, clear across the province. Is it the same situation with the OPP?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The OPP's looking for applicants for all positions, basically. There's civilian positions within the OPP. There's obviously officer, uniformed officer positions. There's volunteer postings that we're looking for. And one of the reasons we want to do something like this and have people come in and be able to ask questions is that there may be career opportunities within the OPP that people don't even realize that they can apply to us with a certain schooling or certain trades backgrounds that they wouldn't even think of applying to the police. But there's a lot of civilian positions and other support positions within the OPP organization across the province that you can apply, and it has nothing to do with being a police officer.
Very interesting. Now, the theme for this year is a day in the life. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the event itself and how that theme is going to play in? Where and when is the event taking place, Joe?
So the event, it's a joint event with the Lanark County Detachment and the Ottawa Traffic, OPP Traffic Detachment. It's being held in Carleton Place on Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 1st. The event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's at the arena, the Carleton Place Arena on Nealon Street, second floor of the arena. Anybody who's familiar with the Carleton Place Arena knows that there's a couple of halls on the second floor. We are in the Bob Rintoul Hall, which is the smaller of the two halls on the top of the stairs going to the second floor of the arena. There will be signage and posters and stuff, and there will be a bunch of cruisers out front. You can't miss it. So that's where the event is going to be held. The plan is that myself and some other officers will be there to answer questions. There is a prepared recruitment and OPP information presentation that will be delivered. And it's kind of a drop-in, almost like a job fair type thing. We'll be there starting at about 10 o'clock is when we are anticipating people will start arriving, and we'll be there till about noon. The presentation will be done. Like, if a bunch of people show up and then people can't make it until later, I mean, we can always do it again. And again, there's going to be officers there that will answer questions. And the day in the life theme is basically just explaining to people, like, this is what it looks like when you're working day to day as a police officer. This is what you can expect. This is the type of shifts you can expect. This is the type of training you're going to have to go through, what the requirements are, travel, if relocation is something that you have to look at, or if it's something that, like, I really want to apply, but I don't want to move for these reasons. These are the type of questions that we can hopefully answer for people when they attend.
It really sounds interesting. One of the things that I sort of want to go back to a bit here is people may be thinking, well, I don't know if I want to be a police officer, but as you said earlier, There's so many different jobs that are within the OPP, and really it that then means that you don't need to have a certain education to come and find out what's available, and it'll turn into a lot more than a job. It could turn into a career for many people.
Exactly. There's lots of different careers available within the OPP, again, both uniform and civilian, and we're constantly looking for people. Uniform recruitment is usually what's kind of in the forefront all the time, because that's the most public and that's the most obvious job when you think of the OPP is uniform police officers, and we definitely need more officers. And we're getting into that window where there's going to be a lot of retirees and a lot of attrition that way in the next several years, and we need applicants and we need new people coming in to replace the people that are going to be retiring. We're looking not just at the constable positions that are coming in as well from the street. We're also looking in to people that maybe are already police officers in other jurisdictions that want to join the OPP. That's also possible too, and that's something that we can cover. It's called direct hire or experienced officer programs. There's people out there that if you're working in a different service and want to switch to the OPP, we will definitely have the conversation, and we're always looking for people that are qualified. And in terms of non-uniform, there's lots of civilian administration jobs at each detachment. Every detachment needs a good core of dedicated and very hardworking civilian members who arguably keep the place running. And there's hundreds of detachments across the province that all need those people in administrative support roles. So, and again, there's layers upon layers. There's detachment level, there's regional level, and then there's provincial level too. When you start talking about the provincial comm centers for dispatching, the regional headquarters buildings across the province, the general headquarters building in Orillia, it's a huge facility, and it's full of civilian employees in various jobs, up to and including car mechanics. We have a big fleet garage. We need a lot of car mechanics, and that's one of the jobs that people just don't think of. If they have that sort of trade, or if they have that experience, we're looking for that as well.
There's a lot of parts to this machine. There's no doubt about it. And I think when people look at a police force, they think, well, you know, there's a police officer, and then you have to be a police officer to do all this. But I think you've just outlined that very well, that you don't, because there is a lot of support that is needed in order to help ultimately keep the community safe. And that's what every single piece of that machine is doing. Want to ask you a little bit about yourself here, Joe. How long have you been a member of the OPP?
I joined the OPP in 2001.
So it's a good place to work. I mean, that's exactly. 21 years ago.
21 years. Exactly. And that's one of the things that we cover. Like it goes into detail. We'll go into some detail about pay and salary structure for the time, like from the time you're a probationary constable or a recruit constable all the way up to through first class constable, some of the specialty pay, some of the northern duration incentive pay for people who go to more remote or northern Ontario postings. The people working in those detachments earn extra money for going to the remote postings, so that's a lot of, we'll cover that as well. I started a northern duration posting as well, so some people, that's a great opportunity, and they don't necessarily think about it. But then some people might think, oh geez, I don't want to go work in a really far remote northern posting either. It's not required. There is a bit of a myth that the OPP automatically sends everybody up north, and that's not the case.
Now, over the course of those 21 years, I'm sure you've made some great relationships along the way, and those relationships with coworkers, I'm sure, have been both uniformed officers and civilians, right?
Yep, absolutely. I actually just ran into about a week ago at a training session. I ran into somebody that I came on with 21 years ago, and I haven't seen since we graduated. So it's a big organization, but it's also a really kind of tight knit organization, and you cross paths with people all the time. Some that you don't see for years, and then some that you'll see quite frequently. Like in this detachment alone, I work with three other people that I went on initial training with when we were hired. And we just have all kind of ended up back at this detachment again. So over the course of a 21-year career, or any length of career for that matter, There's a lot of different things you can do. And that's another part of the day in the life theme that we can talk about is if you get into policing as a uniformed officer, it's not just, okay, you're going to be working shift work, driving a car around for 30 years before you retire. There's some people that's what they want to do and they love it right up until their last day. But there's a lot of jobs and different career paths and specialty paths within the OBP once you get in. So there's nothing saying that you're going to do the same job for 30 years once you join the OBP, which a lot of people, when they come in, they have their eye on something in the future. They want to be a detective. They want to be in forensic identification services. They want to be on the tactical teams, something along those lines. And that's absolutely possible, but we're
Or
going
media
to,
relations, right,
or
Joe?
media, exactly, media relations, the unsung heroes of the OBP, the people that get their face out in the cameras all the time. But those specialty units, there's requirements to join them. And some people think like, well, I want to be an officer, but I want to be a detective right away. Well, there's things you got to do before you can move into those specialty roles. And we'll answer those questions and we'll kind of give the parameters of what you should be focusing on and what are some of the things that you'll have to do to get into those specialty services once you join the OBP in another capacity.
And yeah, I know in my conversations with you, with Lori, Dave, Rob, Greg, all in the past, you all love working there. You're very passionate about it, but the people, they're part of the thing that, make it so much better to work there, to go in every single day. And I think that that's going to be conveyed at this session coming up in Carleton Place. You said 10 o'clock at the arena in Carleton Place, in one of the halls upstairs. It's easy to get to. You just find the stairs, go up, and listen for the noise, right?
Yep, like I said, we're gonna have posters up, and there's gonna be cruisers parked in the parking lot of the arena. You won't be able to miss where we are. So this Saturday, starting at 10, come. There's gonna be coffee. You can't have the police host an event without coffee being there. So we will be prepared to answer any and all questions, and we've already got a general idea of how many people have pre-registered. But anybody who doesn't have like may have a problem with the pre-registering, or you can't get into it, don't worry. If you aren't pre-registered for the event, we're not going to turn you around at the door. If you show up and you want to come in and ask questions and you want to see what the information is we have to offer, by all means, don't worry. Don't worry if you're not pre-registered. We will make the time and we'll talk to everybody that takes the time to come out and talk to us. So hopefully we'll see you on Saturday.
And great resource that the OPP has online, opp.ca/careers. We're putting a link up to that on our website when we post this interview. Joe, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. We look forward to our next conversation and really hope the event goes well for you on Saturday.
That's great. I hope so as well. And thanks again for letting me come on and kind of give a little plug to the event. And hopefully you'll see lots of people out. And even if you listening personally aren't interested, maybe you know somebody who is, pass on the information, have them go to Lake 88's website for the link, or again, go to opp.ca to the careers page, and the information's there as well.
Awesome. Joe Tarashuk, OPP Constable with the Lanark County Detachment. Thank you again, sir. Always a pleasure. He's been our guest on In Focus. We have been talking about the Provincial Recruitment Day taking place tomorrow. Actually, make that Saturday at the Carleton Place Arena in Carleton Place. You can't miss it. It's going to be on the second floor. A Day in the Life is the theme. Lots of interesting stuff coming up there. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.